The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Adam, and I don't know whether the Prime Minister's in trouble or not, but he's admitted he made a mistake and handled the whole thing badly over his tax affairs in relation to what his father was involved in, this Panama stuff. Adam.
He is, of course, the first British Prime Minister ever to publish his tax account, so he's absolutely trying to make amends for it, but you're right, he did admit to it behaving badly. But the thing is, every front page here, every radio and TV news bulletin here for several days has acted as if we have a scandal. And the interesting thing about this is he has done nothing illegal, nobody suggests he has. And the latest so-called revelation is that his mother gave him £200,000 as a gift rather than he inherited that money from his father. In other words, he avoided inheritance tax on the 200 grand, which is exactly what all of our newspapers' money sections would say was a good idea.
Absolutely.
The only trouble is, of course, it is the wealthy making money, and is that so very shocking in today's world that it's not quite a level playing field?
Terrible to have a quid, Adam. Terrible to have a quid.
That's it.
This is a sad story about this man.
Yeah, abandoned as a baby at Gatwick Airport on this day 30 years ago, and he's made an appeal for his parents, basically. He was found as a little baby at Gatwick Airport on April the 10th, 1986. He was wrapped in a blanket in a lady's toilet at Gatwick, south of London. He was named Gary Gatwick for a little while. Ultimately, he was adopted, and he grew into childhood and adulthood as Stephen Hines. A DNA test suggested that his biological mum and dad were probably British, Irish, French, or German, or at least hailed from those countries originally. But on the 30th anniversary, he's never got any closer to it, and he's just wondering if maybe his mum or father would come forward.
I wonder. Look, a beautiful story, and a quick one on the Grand National.
Oh, it's extraordinary. It's a film in the making.
It is.
I mean, the whole collection of things here. The horse ruled the world that won the Grand National, had never won a race over fences before, and had been written off twice because of serious pelvis injuries. The jockey, David Mullins, is 19. It was his first ever go at the Grand National. And the trainer, who was the son of a lord, basically jacked in all the airs and graces and became a jockey and then a trainer, and after 36 years, finally hit the jackpot, as it were. But sadly for him, his beloved son, Tiff, died in a tragic accident only last June. The whole concoction is an extraordinary level of winning post.
And it was 33-1, an outsider, and was ruling the Aintree world. Well done. Adam Gilchrist in London.